How about the Pan Am Games, though, closer to home? We're going to talk about that, too, the cost overruns. Some folks are not that impressed. We're going to get to that debate shortly. Also, the Leafs Trivia Challenge and a whole lot more as we head back out to the roads and an update of AM 640 Chopper Traffic for the Toronto Raptors, Kevin Stanfield.
Where Toronto talks, the John Oakley Show, AM 640.
8:14, let's get into this. A debate about the Pan Am Games. I know it's still many, many years away, but the costs are already starting to mount to the point where we've been stuck with a bill for $47 million in extra Pan Am game costs municipally. You might recall, a week ago, we got that announcement, and another bill for $22.5 billion additional dollars to Hamilton to secure Ivor Wynne Stadium as a Pan Am event location. That's also going to ding the taxpayers of Ontario. So some people have noticed this and have been taking a running tally. In fact, the Freedom Party of Ontario, in a missive to me, said, here we have it, $69.5 million in a Pan Am budget increase in just 2 weeks. That's about $5 million per day. The leader of the party, Paul McKeever, has joined the Oakley Show this morning at Talk Radio AM 640. Good to have you on the program, Mr. McKeever.
Good morning, John.
Hi. We're also joined here by Mark Grimes. He's the councillor for Ward 6 at Etobicoke Lakeshore, who is, a proponent of the games and the municipal point man on the file. Mr. Grimes, good to have you on the show. Hello.
Hi, John. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. By the way, Mr. Grimes, let me ask you, Cesar Palacio, your colleague in council, was suggesting that this is going to be a boondoggle likened to the St. Clair right-of-way that costs all kinds of folks money and really wasn't, a good venture to get into. What do you say to him or to those who might believe the same thing?
Well, I disagree with my colleague and friend, Councillor Palacio, in council the other morning, and there was wording back in 2008-09 when we brought that report forward that these costs could escalate, and that clause was there. I don't buy it. The council didn't know that these costs could go up because there was a clause in that report, and I'm not buying it that the former council didn't know about it.
All right, so in other words, any costs that might be forthcoming because we misestimated budget overruns and everything, do you believe then that we've got to swallow those costs either municipally? I know you can't speak provincially, but at least municipally, we got to swallow those costs?
Well, the number one, I think we're talking about the Aquatic Center in Scarborough. What we have there, we're representing all the venues we're going to have. We pay 44% of the capital cost, except for the Aquatic Center, where we pay 22% of the capital cost. Now, what's happened there? It's a landfill site. And what I said to council the other day is, we own this land. Whether we clean it now, we clean it 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it's still going to cost us money. We have a willing partner that's going to pick up $30 million. Our cost is $22 million at the worst case scenario. The U of T is picking up the 30 mil. I think the time to clean this land is now. Regardless of the Pan Am Games, it's a good deal for Toronto, and that's my argument. Saying the legacy program to be left for those kids in Scarborough with that pool, I think it's money well spent. It is a lot of money, no doubt about it. And you know, talk about the province and the feds and the city. There is one taxpayer. I realize that, but I think the time for the city of Toronto now is to have a willing partner to clean that land. The time for Toronto now is to do that.
Money well spent, a good deal for Toronto. Mr. Grimes says. Paul McKeever, what do you say?
I say Pan Am panhandling, and it's got to stop. You know, we've heard about the $47 million that Toronto is stuck with, but what we didn't hear about was that the actual cost to repair that land is not, you know, $24 million, but $52 million, and it's the Ontario taxpayer that's on the hook for the balance. And I would estimate, I haven't seen the report anywhere, that similarly we're going to have a proportion of the inflation attributed to the Ontario taxpayer. Toronto part of the bid is limited to, I believe, $37.5 million. Everything beyond that, the Ontario taxpayer as a whole has to pay. So this is hitting us right across Ontario. I'm saying, you know, we've got to put an end to this. The people who set up the bid had a bid estimate of $1.4 billion. They should be made to stay within their budget. If they, you know, through gross underestimation, perhaps intentional, did that to get us all onside, well, let that fall in their lap. This is a private venture. It's not a public one. And the taxpayer shouldn't be made to bear the burden. I'll tell you one other thing, John, and I'm going to be announcing this later today, but I'll announce it right here. You know, if Dalton McGuinty doesn't, we need to have a backup plan to pay for these overruns. I'm proposing, and Freedom Party's proposing, that the province institute a new lottery, a Pan Am lottery, because we're going to be facing, I've estimated, as much as $11.6 billion over the next 4 years in cost overruns that are going to be smack dab in the middle of the Ontario taxpayer's wallet. And it's only Ontario, not the feds, not Toronto. It's Ontario government that's going to be picking that up, and that means the Ontario taxpayer. We need a lotto.
All right, so a special branch, I guess, or something dedicated through the OLG, I'm guessing that would be under the auspices of the OLG, to run something, you know, whereas you might float a bond, this is a lottery to assume the debt that you see. It's going to be a cost overrun. In fact, you do suggest it's going to be a multi-billion dollar boondoggle. And the government, the Ontario government, is the guarantor of any Pan Am game cost overruns. The question, though, gets back to, and by the way, Mayor Miller, I guess, had used the 2008 numbers, and we're having to pay with inflated dollars, so it was a little misleading there. Mark Grimes, get you to comment quickly on that before we talk about whether or not, you know, the Ontario government is going to leave the one taxpayer on the hook here. What about Mayor Miller? Did you think he fudged the figures just to attract these games?
No, I don't believe so, John. I said in that clause, in that report we saw back then, was a report that these costs could escalate. It was in there. It was in the report. If the councillor didn't read the report, that's their problem. But I knew it was in there. But what I'm saying about the Pan Am Games, this is going to be the biggest sporting event, the biggest event we're going to have in Canada. We have it here in Toronto. But the big thing for me, I'm you know, the voice of youth. I think our youth deserve a lot better. And I think the legacy programs will be left at the end of the day for not only Toronto, for the region. It's going to be phenomenal. I mean, I go to down to the States with my sons all the time playing field lacrosse. Some of their high schools put our universities to shame up here. Most of them do. But the, you know what? The legacy program for me, that at the end of the day, what will be left for these kids is that pool in Scarborough is going to be absolutely fantastic for those kids in Scarborough. They have nothing out there.
This if it costs twice as much to rehabilitate that land as Paul McKeever has suggested, are you still saying that's value?
I think you heard Paul say he hasn't seen the report, so I've seen the report. There's been extensive work done on it, and I think the $52 million is the worst-case scenario, from what I'm told. I've talked to the principal of U of T out there. He believes the same thing. I think it's going to be a good deal for the city of Toronto to get it cleaned up now. We'll wait another 20 years. What's it going to cost to clean that land then? So for Toronto, it's a good deal, and I stand by it.
All right, and let's find out. I want to hang on to you, gentlemen, how the folks feel about it. If the taxpayer is going to be on the hook for cost overruns, be it municipally or provincially, it's still that one taxpayer. People okay with that? Or Mr. McKeever, who just made the announcement now from the Freedom Party of Ontario, trying to impress upon Dalton McGuinty to perhaps run a special dedicated lottery. And people want to play the lottery, the benefits then accrue to everybody here with the funding of the Pan Am Games. Are these games even worth hosting? Is the question. Mr. Grimes, Mark Grimes, who is a point man municipally on this from Ward 6 at Etobicoke Lakeshore, saying it's the legacy it's going to leave to the community. Do you believe that to be the case and therefore worthwhile endeavor? 870-6400, we welcome your call. Star 640 on Selly. 22, we're getting to the Leafs Trivia Challenge here momentarily as well. As we go out to the roads and an update of AM 640 chopper traffic for Volkswagen Canada, Kevin Stanfield.
Call the John Oakley Show at 416-870-6400 or Star 640 on Sell. The John Oakley Show. AM 640.
825, we'll talk about the national anthem and how it got botched up in the House of Commons yesterday, and some people are not impressed with, of course, the rendition that was put forward by several members of the Liberal caucus from downtown Toronto, don't you know? But right now we've got a Toronto councillor on the line with us, Mark Grimes, and he's very supportive of the Pan Am Games initiative, saying it's going to leave a legacy for generations to come, so it's money well spent. For example, the land that's had the cost overrun recently of $24 million that the city's had to assume out there in Scarborough for the Aquatic Center is still going to be money well spent because, again, it will accrue to our benefit and that of future generations. On the other side of the equation, we've got Paul McKeever, leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, and Paul just announced that he'd like to see a dedicated lottery to ensure that these things are properly funded if we're going to be on the hook, because he does point out that the province of Ontario, in order to lure the games, have been the guarantor. In other words, the taxpayer is basically, for any cost overruns, going to be on the hook. So Mr. McKeever's party would want to declare a freeze on all Pan Am funding above all the already budgeted levels, as well as implement a law against taxpayer funding for all future international games hosting projects. Are you still willing to suggest you'd be insistent upon those things, Mr. McKeever, or with this lottery idea, has this now sort of superseded these ideas?
Well, no, I think the lottery needs to happen nonetheless, in addition to the freeze, because already the overruns, I'm figuring we're looking between Toronto and the provincial taxpayer, we're looking at probably around $129.5 million in overruns just within the last two or three weeks. So clearly, you know, these things aren't going to stop now. We've got four more years until the 2015 games. And I'm pessimistic, let's just say that even with a freeze, we'd be able to stop all of the overruns. But we do need a freeze, and we do need a commitment on behalf of our governments to stop these money-losing efforts to taxpayer-fund international sporting events. It can be run, a sporting event, on a private basis. It was done, the California Olympics were done on a completely private basis, and it was a very successful event. We should be following that example, not taxpayer-funded one.
Well, all right, and, you know, it almost seems like you're taking a page out of Mayor Ford's book. Mr. Grimes is a member of that council. Respect for taxpayers is the mantra. If Mr. McKeever is right about this, that somehow the taxpayer should not be on the hook, there maybe ought to be private initiative here, you know, these private-public partnerships. Any cost overruns, what would your solution to that be, or should we just swallow these things?
Well, I think, you know, you heard Paul talk about a separate lottery. We have OLG, which I think, you know, you see the numbers as Lotto Max brings in every week, and I'm sure, you know, three weeks of that Lotto Max would be cover a lot of these costs. I don't think they need a dedicated lottery. I think a lot of that money from OLG already goes into these types of events.
Actually, it's only $10 million that goes into sports. All the rest goes into healthcare.
Well, I mean, you know, by 2015, there'll be a lot of money that will be there for the sports. I'm not going to speak for the province, but, you know, to me, if we have $2 billion in economic activity for the area, we're going to have, you know, 17,000 jobs created, and they're talking about 250,000 tourists. I think that number is low. I think Caravana, we draw well over 1 million people. I think it's just going to be fantastic for the area. So I stand by that, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, you look at the Olympics in Vancouver. You know, there is a cost of putting these things on, but the legacy programs left behind are the things that really interest me for the kids.
If it starts spiraling out of control for whatever reason, Mr. Grimes, would you be willing to see a more modest type of games being hosted?
Well, again, like I said, we're 44% capital cost cap. That's what we cap it at. That's what all of Toronto's responsibility is. Anything over that is the province. I can't speak for the province, but, you know, there is one taxpayer. I've met with Ian Troop, the CEO of the Pan Am Games. I think they have a very good handle on what they're doing. I think they got a great team assembled, the team they've got. I think they got a really good handle on what we're doing. But the Aquatic Center is the one that kind of kicked it off, and I guess Ivor went out and handled, which I don't want to comment on. But to me, at the end of the day, it's money well spent for the City of Toronto. We have a willing partner. We're paying $22 million of a $52 million price tag to clean up that land. The longer we wait, the more those costs are going to rise. And I think it's at the time now to clean that Scarborough site is now.
All right, and Mr. McKeever, in exiting, I know that you've estimated the total cost for these games could be expected to run as high as $11.6 billion in excess of the original $1.7 billion, so almost 10 times more than what has been originally budgeted. You stand by that?
Absolutely. You look at the Olympics, that's the example Mr. Grimes gave. That their original budget was under $1 billion. They came in at over $6 billion.
We'll see if
things work.
It's an ominous note. We hope you're wrong, actually, but we'll leave it at that, guys. Good debate, and thanks for keeping us in the loop as far as this concern goes with the taxpayer in mind. Paul McKeever, again, is the leader of the Freedom Party of Ontario, and Mark Grimes is the councillor for Etobicoke Lakeshore Ward 6. Thank you both.
Thanks, John.
All right, and we'll come back and we'll talk about another politician or politicians here locally that made the news with the national anthem and the way they tweaked it yesterday. Are you impressed? Yes or no? That's the question next on the docket on the Oakley Show. Talk Radio AM 640.
This is AM 640 News.